Simon Shin Mem, which is the Simon Shin Mem, is basically he goes through various different malachas, which he calls, we're told this may obvious, etc. We're going to touch on quite a range of different halachas in this Simon. And these are all halachas on a deraisa level. Okay, also little sa'oroi oitziporinov. Bein b'yadu, bein b'kli. A person cannot cut or take off any hair from the body or fingernails, whether he does it with b'yad, he uses his hands to do it, or either he rips it out, or b'kli, or he cuts it off with a kli. Bein la'atzim, whether he's doing it on himself, bein l'cherem, whether he's doing it on somebody else's body. He's cutting off somebody else's fingernails. If he cuts two hairs, he'd be chayiv a korban chatas. And even one hair, Rashi's, the Mishnah Berurah says, is going to be an issur d'orais. Now, umalaket levonos mitoch shcharos. A person is picking out white hairs from amongst his black hairs. So he's accomplishing something by removing the white hair. Afila ba'achas chayis, then even one hair is enough to be chayiv b'korban chatas. Because the one hair already is significant. The act of taking out that white hair out of the black hairs makes him look younger. However, a person should not do that even on the weekdays, because it's an act of a man acting like a woman, being so concerned of how old he looks. And that's the issue of the Torah, of a man should not wear women's clothing. And the Gemara in this is a Gemara in Shabbos, but it's also a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that actions which are normally are woman type actions, being overly concerned about how a person looks. So the Gemara says they go under the umbrella of the issur of a man wearing a woman's clothing.
We
discussed over there, so if we can't pull out hairs, so if a person is going to comb or brush themselves, their hair, so secretion that's going to pull out hair, so it's problematic, except if you do it with a very light brush, and you need a special brush, which is miyuchad for Shabbos, which is not made to pull out those type of hairs. Okay, now, Zot
Mishnah Berurah. Have you said a brush like that doesn't really exist now?
It's kind of, come on, not, we're not really common, yeah. Bein b'yad, who would in machine of a person would bite off his fingernails would be the same thing. Bein b'kli. Now, after mechaber hishri yad the kli, even though the Shulchan Aruch lumped hand, by doing it by hand, doing it with a kli together, the truth is they're not the same. They're the same in regards to hurakli isura. When it comes to they're both osur. They're kulan yesh isur. Lingin chiyuva yesh chilek b'neim. When it comes to the being chayav a korban, there's a difference. The yad patur b'chol gavli, doing it by hand is patur. Shein derech gezizo b'kach b'chol. It's considered doing a malacha kalach yad in an abnormal fashion, because people don't usually take off their fingernails by hand, or pull out their hairs by hand. They usually use scissors or something of that sort. It's osur, but it's not chayiv. But kli chayiv b'chol gavni. When it comes to kli, however, the person would be chayiv. I really told of the gozes, because this goes under the prohibition of the malacha of gozes, which was shearing the animal. Now, the Mishnah Berurah calls it a tolda. Now, the Shad says, why is it a tolda? I mean, it's the av. It's taking hair off of a living animal. I mean, so a person is a living being. So we'll touch on that. The Bir Aloch over here raises a question that He asks a question like this. There's a big difference between the case of Geizes and the case over here. Geizes, the person is taking off the hair to use the hair. He's shearing the animal to use the wool. Over here, the person is taking off the hair not to have the hair on his body. So it's a malacha shen esrich legufa. So when we says over here, chayiv, so Tosis, he quotes a Tosis that says that's only like Rabbi Yehuda, it's malacha shen esrich legufa is chayiv. So doing the ma'isa malacha but not needing the purpose is chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon, even if he does it b'kli, he's going to be potter because it's esrich legufa. So the problem now is that the problem is the Rosh, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, all passing like Reb Shimon, and all quote this Allah over here that you're chayiv. So how do you understand that? And the Gros is that this Shulchan Aruch was going like the sheet of the Rambam, that the Rambam sheet is we pass like Reb Yehuda, that Melchus and Shulchan Aruch is chayiv. Okay. If that would be so, you're going to have a stira in Shulchan Aruch between what he says over here and what he seemed to say earlier. But the Bir Halacha brings a Chuvas Rivosh, which is one of the Rishonim. That Rivosh says that the malacha of gziza is to say a malacha even if you don't need the sar, because gziza in the Mishkan, there was cases where you did gziza because you wanted to use the wool. There were also cases where you did gziza, you wanted to take off the hairs off the skin of the tachashim. There was arrest. They used the skin of the tachash. They use part of the building of the Mishkan. They use the or of the tachash, one of the coverings over the Mishkan, and they would remove the hair. So that hair over there you do not use. So the Rivosh says, therefore the malacha of gziza can be is considered tzricha legufa if you're doing it in order to make the item which you're taking it off of better. That's also going to be considered the malacha of Geizes. So maybe that's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch over here, that the Shulchan Aruch is going with the Rivosh and not with the Sheet of Tosis.
What Rivosh sheet?
Rivosh says it's called Tzricha Legufa because I'm doing it in order to make the skin which I'm taking off better. That's also called Tzricha Legufa because that was a normal way of doing it in the Mishkan. So I'm wondering, maybe according to this pshat, maybe that's why he refers to it as a told. It means the Iker Av was doing it to use the wool. Maybe if you're doing it not for that purpose, it's only a told. That's okay. Umash kaza hagat the chayev al shtei saros sudafka bekli. Chayev is only. It's only if he cuts it off with a cleave, he cuts it up by hand, pulls it up by hand, he's not going to be chayiv. Okay. Chayiv, al shei saris. But, so that's the loch of shear. When it comes to Isurim, we have the loch of, to be chayiv, the punishment of the Torah, you need a shear. But we also pass nechatzi shirasim in the Torah. So the Moshel, it says that the person does the malach of kaitzer reaping, he's on Shabbos. So the shear for chiyuv is he cuts off the amount of a grogris, the size of a gerges, a dried a dried fig, which is larger than a kazayas. That's in regards to the chiyuv katas. In regards to the isser is even any amount that's awesome. Okay. Then you need tilsi pranayim. So now, we said the gabi hair, we need two hairs to be chayiv. What about my fingernails? Because Eli Rabbi, the fila al tibur and echad is chayiv, even one fingernail is chayiv. Kemal yel, besim mishin chavuk. Ches, sif lam and aleph. So therefore the following. Visha shashach ha litul le tibur naim erev Shabbos. Woman was supposed to go to the mikveh Friday night. And she forgot to cut her fingernails. Veretu lasib al Shabbos. So what can she do? Masaka Magan Ram, Shatarmalov Gululim, Litol Bayat. You tell a goy to cut off the fingernails by hand. Or to by biting a hand or whatever it is.
Without a clue.
Davi shvus to shvus bimaka mitzvah. So doing it by hand, as opposed with the kli, is considered a shinu. It's kalach yatz. It's only drabanan. Telling a goy is only drabanan. So it's two drabanans. Moka mitzvah. It's a mutter. Then he says, "Vimi yafshar
b'yad." Can you hint to the goy to do it with the kli?
What?
Can you hint to the goy to do it with the kli?
No.
Is that two? Would that be two drabanans?
Did you say something?
Gabriel asked the question if you can hint to the goy to do with a kli. So I said no. You can't. Hinting doesn't work when you're going to get direct benefit from the maisa. It only works when you're going to get indirect benefit. So over here, Pasha says it's all direct benefit. Now, vim iyafshar biyat. Then the Magen Avraham said, "Right, if it's not possible to do it by your hand, motzal yada filu b'kli, you could do it b'kli." Now, the Magen Avraham's argument is because it's melachos shen sich legufa. So therefore, right, it's a mirror. You're telling the goy to do melachos shen sich legufa because we don't need the fingernail. So that would not be like the rivosh, because according to rivosh, it's melachos sich legufa. So, there is the malach of goyzeis, is even if you don't need the item that you're taking off, but what you're taking it from now is some way is beautified. That's also called the malach of tzich legufa. The Magen Avraham is assuming that that's not so, like Tosha Shita. The Tosha says that you only chayv according to Yehuda, according to Shimon your potter. So according to Shimon your potter, so it's one drabbanan. Amir Lachu makes it a second drabbanan. Mokem mitzvah is mutter. Okay. Vim ein gilul over gilulim. So if you don't have a goy available, so what do you do? Near sheyesh lismach b'shas atchak al nikur tenakar tachas atzipern. We're not going to allow her to cut her fingernails on Shabbos, even to do it in a way which is with a shinoi, do it with her teeth or something like that. We're not going to allow her to do that. So what she should then do is clean out under her fingernails. And then they have to check well that there's no dirt left under the fingernails. So there's the eker reason why we cut is because this way we guarantee that we'll get the dirt out. It's much easier to get the dirt out once you just cut everything off to get the dirt out. But in this situation where you don't have an option, you would rely on cleaning. The fingernail itself is not considered a chatzitza because there's like an extra fingernail there, more than you know she would normally have. That's not considered a chatzitza because as long as it's part of her body, it's not a chatzitza. Even though eventually she's going to cut it off, but right now it's part of the body, so it's not considered a chatzitza. Okay. So. Another place you would have this issue is by washing your hands. The same issue of chatzitza. A person washes their hands. They have an issue if they have dirt under their fingernails, you're a problem with chatzitza. So you clean out under your fingernails. So you clean out under your fingernails in this way.
Washing your hands until it's
dirty. And this is designed for bread. But you have to be careful over there, not to. In both cases, you have to be careful not to actually rub off part of the fingernail itself. That's, you know, because then you're getting involved in the malach of gozes. We said that two hairs is the amount to be chayav on, but if it's taking out white hairs from amongst the black hairs, da'alot afilu ba'achas chayav, even one is chayav atam, mishum da'afilu ba'achas makvid, even one hair a person cares about. Shalyeh nirah kizak, he doesn't want to look old. Kachashiva malacha, the first considered a malacha, he did something of chashivas. Except he said that hua did b'malacha shcharis mitech levonos, or vice versa. He has basically a white beard, he has a few black hairs, he wants to pull out his black hairs, he wants to look distinguished and old and white, so that one would be chayv also. He said even on the weekdays you should not do that. It's also because of the rule of the hay, lo yilbash. It's a way of the women to be concerned about making them look pretty. So what about nowadays when men do this? Does that change? To up the ante of the question, so the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that it's also for a man to look in a mirror, because it's also the same issue. It's derech, it's a way of women to, you know, they sit and they look at the mirror. So it's also for a man to look in the mirror. But when the Ramah brings that halacha down, he says, but nowadays that people do it, men do it, it's not also. That became now normal for men to do. So we see that if the way of people change and now this became a normal thing to do, it's not considered lo yilbash anymore. But the person say that they differentiate because over here, it's not just that the person wants to say that they look presentable. It's in other words, a mirror. The function can be to make you look. You should look menschlich. So once upon a time, Chazal said that when, you know, men didn't even wear, you know, didn't use that. Nowadays they use that. That's called norm. Over here, the issue is that they care whether they look old or they're young. That's already something which, you know, it's not. Chazal was saying it's not something which a man should be putting his interest in bechlal. And therefore, it's considered the way of women to do that. Okay. So, interesting shot. Just tell you an interesting shot, which come along in this. So, a person wants to dye their hair. So, it would be the same problem. A man wants to dye his hair. His hair is starting to turn white. He wants to dye his hair black. He should look young. So, Pasha, that should be Osir. This issue came up with a person that he had a very strange situation where his half of his beard turned white, another half remained black. So it looked like very weird. Like he had, you know, half, like one half was white, one half was black. So he mamish looked weird. There's a tshuva from the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim said that's also the two. It's still aser. But there's a minchas alozer who said that case is mutter, and it said that that's. Shabbos Zalman says nowadays a minchas is mutter. Those type of cases, where it's, you know, it's not a question of wanting to be, you know, look fancy, whatever it is. It's a question of it's embarrassing for the person.
In regards to, let's say, an older individual who's looking to try to get some sort of job that they know if they look older.
Ramesh has a tshuva about that. Ramesh has a tshuva about that, if I recall correctly. Who was it? I went to the sugya once and I saw a tshuva about that. So the shot like this, if the Hagel Pshat is that's his real age, she have a problem of Gnevis Das issues. If a person turns white early, and people think that he's older than he really is, and I wanted to dye it down to be able to look the right age, to be able to get a job. I think he was Mater, but I don't remember who was he. Remember, I think it was a Mershav, I'm not sure.
Would it be good to ask, even if, let's say,
9
out of 10 applicants who are a certain older age anyway dye their hair?
I don't know. They have to think about that. I had an interesting shiloh, a personal shiloh. I had a shiloh that my hair is turning whitish. The longer my hair it gets, the more white it has at the ends. So when I cut my hair, I end up looking younger. So I asked Rabbi Heinemann, do I have a problem of getting a haircut? Or vice versa, am I machuyev to get a haircut like every 2 weeks? Or every, you know, so I went again into that situation where I end up getting more white at the end and never looks, and then I end up looking younger when I get a haircut. Now, even though it's not my das, but it's like a psik ratio, you know, that's what's going to happen, no pun intended. So could be, he says, if you have no kavana for that purpose, you know, you're not really thinking about it when you're doing it, so it's psik ratio lo nichale, so we can maybe say that it's mutter. But if a person would have kavana for that purpose, it would be a problem. So you should be careful not to...
Does it matter if a goy does it? Or is it like they're your shliach? And so, if a guy does it himself?
That's a good question. In other words, is the isser the meiser? Is the isser the you know, the person being, you know, being involved in this type of act of, you know, taking care of this, way he looks, etc.?
Because aren't they referring to the person who's doing it biyad? Like on his own... himself?
We're saying over here that if a person does the kli, normally the shear is two. If he does it on Shabbos, if he does, even one is enough to be chai. He says, even the weekdays, you shouldn't do that. So I don't care how you do it. The issur isn't gezizah, the issur is looking nice. Or this, you know, this issue of, you know, doing it. So if you want to pluck it, you want to cut it, it wouldn't make a difference. And Shabbos, it makes a difference because the malacha you're dealing with guys is. Shabbos the other way around. If the chashivas over here if in the weekdays you tell me even by hand it tells us to pluck, do you say turn around and say different on Shabbos, you're chayiv, even if you pluck? Because the chiyuv here is for doing a maaser, which is kosher, to make him look nicer. So even if you do it by hand, you'd be chai, or do you say no? I mean, lemaisa, the malach of geizes has to be kedarka, has to be with a kli. Severe malach deals with that. Okay, now Mishnah Berurah is going to go through some general halachas of geizes. Throughout the environment, it mixes din malachas geiza. Let's go through some halachas of geiza. Aleph. A guy that's a samurai sayer, person cuts off either wool or hair. Bein min a behema, bein min a chai, whether it's an animal, a domesticated animal or a wild animal, is chayiv. The kama shir of the chayiv, how much is that chayiv? What is the shir for chayiv on the animal? The shir is kadei litvois mimenu chutz. Sha'arka karav la'arbot, vachem la'rabman l'rashi maxis minse. It's enough hair or wool that you could spin a thread, which the thread would be, according to Rambam, 4 tefachim long, and according to Rashi, 2 tefachim long. That's the shear chiyuv. Base. Hachiyuv shel agziza hu, ben kishagoses min achai, ben kishagoses min amase. Whether the animal's alive, you're taking it off of the skin of the animal, you're shearing the animal. Or whether the animal is dead, and even if you're taking it off of the not only of the body of the animal, filam in hashelach shelahen. Shelahen is the haino or kishanifshat mina behemoyin. They take the skin off of the animal, refer to as the shelach, before they make it into, before they tan into leather. So a person would then shear off the hairs, so that's going to be chai. So this is important if it's a person has a fur coat. So the fur coat is the fur is attached. You know, it's the fur attached to the hide of the animal still. That's part of how they make the coat. So pulling out those hairs would be a malacha deraisa, according to the Mishnah Berurah.
You're doing it with kavana.
But then if you don't do it with kavana, because they have a certain rabbanon possibly.
Psik Risha
Delo Nichalei,
is that category is an
Isser Drabon? Psik Risha Delo Nichalei,
well, it depends.
So
you don't want the fur to fall out of the fur coat.
Right, but let's say the Mishnah Berurah talks about if you have kinim, which little knits which are embedded in the fur of the coat, and you want to pull out the kinim attached to the hair. So it's a psik ratio. When you pull out the kinim, you're pulling out the hairs, and you he said, Mr. Burr said before, you can't do that. You can't do that because you have a problem with guys. Is you're pulling out the hairs out of the fur. Okay.
So is Rebbe implying that a person may not be able to wear a fur coat on Shabbos?
No, it shouldn't be. But if you start picking at it, gets dirty and you start picking at it. So besides the issue of Malaben, you're going to have to pass out the issue of Gozes. Now, V'davka Gozes Chibur B'chol Gavni, if he does Gziza, which means he does it with a Kli, he shears it. That's the Chai, whether it's alive, whether it's dead. Avol Terlesh Minachai is part of it. Plucking is Minachai is part of it. Because they're derech litloish b'shem dekayiv le, it's not normal to pluck. It hurts the animal. Ligs is you shear. Well, it's other yad min amesa derech litloish k'may ligs is v'chayim. But plucking from a dead skin is called normal, and that would be chayiv. Well, can oisin b'nei adam hamulubashim ba'arish al behem of v'chayim. People which are wearing the skins of animals. They have to be careful not to pull out hairs. So he says you can't pull out the kinim because of this problem. It's talking about domesticated animals or wild animals. If you're dealing with birds, picking the feathers out of them is as normal as shearing. Even the person will pull it out when the animal, the bird's alive, bird's dead, doesn't make a difference. By them, plucking the feather is the same thing as gziza. So, this is a situation sometimes, when they didn't clean the skin of the chicken well, so they cooked the chicken, and you put it down on the plate, and there's a few little, the roots of some of the feathers are still there in the skin. So you want to pull them out, it shouldn't, it should look nicer. So you have a geizus problem. Because you're plucking out these little pieces of the feather out of the skin. So there are those who say that that's going to be a problem. The bit
chust. Why wouldn't it be a problem?
Why wouldn't it be the problem? So the Hart Zvi says, he quotes everything from the Hart Zvi, that he says, since after they're cooked, they come loose and they eventually fall out. So it's, there's a halacha by a fingernail, which the majority of the fingernail came off already, so it's not considered geizus deraisa by pulling it off. In certain cases, Chazal said you're allowed to pull it off. We said before, because it's in Simon Shin Chav Ches, because it's Sarah Chazal were matir it. So over here, it's not, but that means that concept is about that's ready mostly out, changes its status. So you could argue maybe that over here it's maybe that it went a step right. Bechal wasn't there, you know, had cheshivas to it, so they didn't ask for Bechal. Apparently, Rav Moshe held like that also.
What do you mean? What's
that? Once it's about, they're normal to fall out on their own, so it's not considered gozes to take them out. So the little pieces which are left there are not gozes to pull them out. Okay. Right, so the heat suggests even the Rabbanan. Gemel. Hatzoyv et serim minachai is potter. A person would spin the thread directly off the back of the animal. See, on the Mishkan, we know the curtains that they made, the covering of the Mishkan they made out of izim, they spun it directly off of the back of the goats. But that's not normal. It's not normal to spin like that. It's not normal to shear like that. Neither tibia nor gziza are normal to do in that way. And therefore, he's potter.
What was the matter of gziza? The tibia was while it was still attached, and the gziza was... After it was spun, it would then goes, is it like
that? Well, that itself would eventually cause the threads to pull out.
The tviya.
Right.
But then the gziza wasn't really a direct action, was it?
Well, it's, as you're spinning, so you're pulling on the hairs. It's not the way to do gziza normally. I mean, the Bir Lacha raises a question over here. So we said that a case where he does one hair amongst many, so he's chayav because that maisa has a cheshivas to it. One white hair amongst the black hairs. What about if he has many white hairs? So we took out that one white hair, didn't really do too much yet because there's still other white hairs which are left. So that in the Bir Lacha Malakit Labonos B'Techa Shcharis, he says, one argument that it's not chayiv, or do you say each one the mice and that area which he took out, there was a yipu, he had accomplished something. So he compares this discussion to the malacha of borer. So you have psalus in your oichel, and you take out the psalus. So till you get all the psalus out, your oichel still is a mess. So you haven't really accomplished anything. So he brings your shalmi. Take a look in the Malakat Levonos B'Techa Shcharis. In the third line into the Bir Lacha. Minei B'Yushalmi Perakal Gadol Linyan Barer Isa. Amar Rav Yudin. A Yoshev Olek Tree, a person was sitting by the pile of grain. So the pile of grain has the grain. It also has pebbles, etc. Barer Kal Hayom. The whole day he's busy pulling out pebbles. Ein Mizkayev. It's not Kayev Korban. Pirsham HaMefarish, the Mefarish on the Yerushalmi explains, Shahol Klum Shadayin Yeh Soros, because even after many of you take out, there's still pebbles left in that pile.
Where
So he says, according to Yerushalmi, it would be the same thing over here. When he pulling out the hairs, you'd have the same cheshm. The Maisi says he brings on the Beis Yosef. The Yosef says that the guy with the Isra of the Yilbash, each hair that you take out, you're chayav for. Because you're doing the Maisa of acting like a woman. You know, she can't take all hair at one time. She does one at a time. So maybe who didn't over here? Because the Brisa puts the two together. The Bir Halacha in Simon Shin Yates didn't like that Yerushalmi. He said that each mice of taking something out is creating, it's not the final result, which is the chiv. It's the chiv of the mice of processing it to get it, make it better. So each piece as you take it out is going to be chayiv. That's how he came up before that the Bavli holds not like Yerushalmi. So the same thing over here, the chur. Okay, let's hold it here. Jonathan? Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so we're going to hold it here at the end of Sif Aleph.
Thanks so much. This is great. Thanks so much for letting me do this.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
Good night.
Good night, bye.